for details.
Deliver on our promises to make this a good day, the Doug Steffen Good Day way to start the day or work through the day or continue in the day or end the day, depends on where you are and how the day is going. This program does very well with people of all ages across the country. A lot of women like listening to us back and forth, the men like Jennifer, the women like Jennifer. Like
everybody likes Jennifer.
Everybody likes Jennifer.
She's popular.
Aww. Yeah, right. And there's a gradient level of like for Rich and a gradient level
not
of
so
like
much.
For me.
I'm getting a lot of hate mail recently.
Really, Rich?
Yeah.
Are
How
you?
Is that? Mostly from Doug. But
yeah.
And your wife.
And my wife.
Yeah.
Kids, parents,
get rid of everybody. Start over again, Richie. That's the thing.
Nah, you know, whatever.
Right. Just make it work.
What it is.
Right. It is. That's right.
It is what it is.
What it is. Okay. So some of the things going on today at DougSteffen.com that are worth your time. YouTube. This would be a good story with Chucker later on in the hour. Working with a major motion picture studio to get the movie on demand business.
Yeah, actually, YouTube is going after that whole... what's the movie rental one next?
Netflix.
Yeah. And yeah, they're going after that big time.
Yeah.
Yep. So Dish Network just bought Blockbuster Video.
Okay. Really?
So what does that then do to, what is that? How does that affect the average?
Yeah, actually, Doug, let's be Jennifer.
Yes.
You're in the cable industry, cable radio network, CRN. How does a purchase of a video thing, Blockbuster, by Dish Network, and you know this is going to be a trend. You know that Comcast or Cox or AOL, Time Warner, whoever they are going to start buying up these internet and they're going to be merging. How does that affect television in the future? Does the cable industry talk about that? Do you know?
It's actually good. I mean, the big thing for cable and for satellite and for TV providers to compete with online services is to have libraries available at the touch of a button. So movies,
which most of them do nowadays. Most
well,
of them
right
have
now we have
demand.
Movies on demand,
right.
But you still are waiting until movies are in the video store before they can release them on demand. So by going with a service like this, they may have special titles that they'll release right after theater release, or you know there might be special promotions where you get sneak peeks. It might be TV shows that are released in a much quicker fashion, because right now you see a lot of networks pulling titles from Hulu, so now you can't get them until maybe 90 days after they air. There's some
right,
sort of time
right,
frame.
Right.
So if cable and satellite providers do this and strike deals with programmers, then you're automatically going to benefit because you can get the titles that you want in a really quick manner.
Do you see a day that, and do they talk about this in the cable industry, that there is no cable, quote-unquote cable,
oh, yeah.
or there is no... I mean, my philosophy with Sirius and XM is that those things cost a whole lot of money to shoot up into outer space, and the Internet is a whole lot cheaper, and then as soon as they can get all of their product on the Internet, that they will shoot those things out of the sky.
I mean, at CRN, we're looking, instead of using satellite, we're using IP technology now, and that's going to be the trend in the whole industry, I think, where you're going to be using the Internet to transmit
right.
all of your stuff.
So,
that's how people are going to compete.
So cable will go away, the satellites will go away, everything will be delivered. So what's the difference between YouTube, Hulu, and Dish Network, Comcast? There isn't.
All on the extras, and this is a while off. I mean, cable and satellite will tell you that they're not prepared to end, hard cable or satellite transmission tomorrow.
The YouTube thing starts right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's that business is
and
streaming.
YouTube, the infrastructure is there.
Yeah.
They're ready to fly.
Right.
This is so interesting.
So will that do more? One wonders, any of us who have YouTube videos up there, does that attract more attention to just the average everyday YouTube video, or there's so many different categories. YouTube, by the way, is the most utilized service on the internet. You know that, right?
Yes. And the thing is, I mean, you're going to only be able to see really homemade videos, though, on YouTube because programmers like the TV networks are not going to allow people to retransmit their programming.
That's not what the story at DougStephan.com doesn't say that.
The story at DougStephan.com
suggests that.
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, what they're saying is that this is a full-bore challenge to things like the iTunes service, which is the most powerful player at the moment, and it's a revenue stream that Hollywood is happy about because they're worried so many people are getting this stuff free or not paying for it one way or the other. But it suggests in the story at DougStephan.com anyway that this is going to start right away. So that means that these things are going to be available per view. Or are you going to pay a monthly charge and have the ability to download anything you want at YouTube? How does this? Or are they going to make movies for themselves?
Something.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be paying something, whether it's per your usage or if it's a monthly fee or whatever it is. But you will pay something because even the broadcast networks like CBS, NBC, ABC, which were traditionally free when we all had bunny ears, they're even charging now for content.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
So
well,
it's not clear what YouTube would charge, but it means that the 130 million monthly users will be able to pay to watch movies as they come into the DVD market on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we track what your cell phone says about you. There is a lot of...
Everything.
Yeah, it really does.
Where you are, what you're doing.
Yesterday's poll was your favorite Easter treat. Let's see. Well, 46% of you said anything chocolate. 14% of you, said peeps. Those are little chicken.
The little marshmallow, bunny and chickens. Yeah.
Cadbury eggs, 13%. Anything left, 14%. Jelly beans, 6%, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we're cleaning up after Easter. That's kind of cool. All right, so your cell phone. I guess I saw this and I was thinking to myself, what is my iPad more than the cell phone say about me? What is your
Did you get your iPad?
No, I want to get it. Bob sent it the cheap way as usual, so get it 3 months from now on the back of a donkey. Yesterday,
Sir, your iPad is here.
Was walking across the street in a little town. I was meeting somebody for lunch. And this lady sitting in a white Beamer, what is that, the CX-3 or whatever the station wagon is, whatever they call it.
Oh, the X5 or
yeah,
the X3. They have two versions.
This woman, I would say, late 30s, mother of two or three children, looking like the typical suburban housewife whose husband doesn't spend any time with her but buys her a big car. Anyway, she's sitting in the front seat of the car on her iPad. And I walked by and I sort of got beyond her and looked to see what she was looking at. And it was, let me just put it this way, very interesting pictures.
Really?
Yes.
Like very, naked?
Very, very interesting, suggestive. She was just parked along the side of the road and it was just interesting.
Alrighty,
interesting.
Then.
It was interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, quite interesting, in fact. All right, so that's what the stuff is for, right? That's what you do.
Maybe it was her pool boy sending her text message.
Maybe that could have been it. Yeah, right. Time to clean up the pool, get it open, get it ready. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Remember that cute video during the Super Bowl of the child dressed up as Darth Vader?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is in a new video, and this time he's dressed up as Thor.
Thor. My favorite superhero?
Thor, yeah, right. Thor, yes. Thor, your favorite superhero. So you check that out as well as the confluence comes together at DougStephan.com. 15 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying, all signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feast, coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Uri Geller is riding a mechanical bull at the moment, so he's not available to be on the program as he normally is at this time. He sent some, was that a video or a snapshot of what he was doing?
It was a photo. It's on his Facebook page.
Check that out. The funny. The fact that, I was talking a little bit about the cell phone. And it isn't that, you know, we've been talking the last week or 10 days, whatever it is, about them being able to track you. This is just the iPad. Probably this is going to be a, Richie thinks it'll be a life-changing experience for me. How have you been able, I'm curious, how do you use these tools? And more importantly, the cell phone, everybody knows about the iPad, and that's, I mean, the iPhone. But the iPad, how do you use this sort of technology? 800-510-8255. Is it something that is you are controlling, or does it control you? That's really kind of, as I dig around in this world, I wonder, you know, sometimes this stuff, if you have so much of it, you got a computer, you got an iPad, iPhones, at what point do you stop with more gadgetry? And these people are very smart. They come up with more things that are user-friendly. At what point do you lose your life? And you become a slave to all of this stuff. Under the circumstances.
Those days have already come and gone, brother.
Yeah.
They're gone?
We're already slaves to all these things.
I think so, too. Yeah. How do you give it up?
Well, you give it up by maybe not getting into it at one point. But I've given over, I guess, because I'm... But it is
look
a
around
tool
you
that
right
I can
now,
use.
At this moment. At this moment. Look around you right now.
I'm surrounded
you
by
you cannot
it.
Do anything with the technology that is surrounding you sitting where you are right now. You're done. You're done. You'd be off the air out of a job.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, I quit. How do you... How have you dealt with all the technology?
About.
That'll be interesting. 800-510-8255. 21 after on Good Day. Leave it, talk all matters. I use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Houston, we got about 10 minutes left now.
You got this on the air now?
Yes, I do, Dudley.
Congratulations.
All you need is the rocket experience. What you need is the rocket experience. All you need is the rocket experience.
The new biggest rapper on the scene.
Buzz Aldrin, astronaut. Buzzing us into another place, if you will.
Sup, dog?
Sup?
Home fry?
This so.
What's up, home fry?
I was. We can't play anything from Snoop Dogg, so this helps us to get focused on what's going on with the Snoop. Is that how the dog, Snoop Dogg?
With Snoop, not the Snoop, just Snoop.
There are 17 states that are going to sue the Pabst Brewing Company if they don't stop marketing to young drinkers and halt production of a new malt beverage promoted by Snoop Dogg. The Attorney General of Maryland, for example, said, quote, Blast by Colt 45 is a, quote, binge in a can that targets underaged youth. And so we have attorney generals from Arizona, California, Connecticut, Guam, Idaho, Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington all joining in the petition. The makers of this drink, it's kind of fruity flavored. I got a little of it when I was driving home to stay awake.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
Well, it looked like it. What is it? What was it that I drank that kept me awake?
You didn't drink a malt liquor, a Colt 45.
If you did, I would have so wanted to be there for
really?
It.
Really? Why do I thought this is what I had.
There's no way. Yeah, you might have had like a Jolt or one of those, you know.
Yeah, malt liquor wouldn't keep you awake.
Yeah.
For that.
Really?
It's just like cheap beer with fruit flavor in it.
All right, so then is this something that underage, this doesn't, does this fall under the radar screen of regular alcoholic drinks and therefore
no,
underages
beer.
Can get them?
It's still beer.
How? So what's the big deal? Why is everybody upset about it?
Because it's an alcoholic beverage that tastes like juice that is colorfully
it's alcohol.
Decorated in a can to make 18 and 17 and 19 and 20-year-olds want to just slam it back like it's a soda.
And?
That's not a problem. They get drunk. They still get, it's beer. They still get drunk.
I understand, but how is it different than most other alcoholic beverages that are discretionary?
This one is marketed more as a soda. Hey, it's fruity, it's juicy, it's a soda. Go ahead, have fun, drink it. Right. Instead of,
yeah, kind of like
this
Fruity
is
Pebbles.
Alcohol. Yeah.
They're marketing to kids to get them to want it. But
they're trying
different.
To mask the fact that it's an alcoholic beverage.
All right. So there you go. Another.
I'm looking at the cans right now.
I just am picturing you playing this song, drinking malt liquor, yeah.
driving across the country.
Yeah,
taking a little sip
to
Charlotte now, sip out of the same bottle.
Jennifer, can you imagine Doug with his seat reclined all the way back with his wrist over the steering wheel?
That's it.
Big bass thumping in the back.
It's like this and like that and like this then.
Right.
What's up, dog? Pulling up to a light with the kickers going.
Mm-hmm. What's happening, yo?
Peter Greenberg be along in a few minutes.
Making it old school.
All you eat buffets and midnight.
I've got some junk up in my trunk, yo.
And that's Focious.
Sure glad I brought this up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you want to see something spectacular, make sure you're keeping tabs on what we're doing for you at DougStefan.com. Today, for example, the connection to Facebook. What are you doing to combat the high gas prices? Jennifer's going to give us a report on that in a minute. But there are, from a few days ago, some spectacular images. Time-lapse video taken from the highest mountain watching the Milky Way as we are a part of it. But the Milky Way, the stars cruising by us. It's fascinating.
Oh, cool.
Fascinating video. From, I believe, I think it was a couple of days ago, but you won't miss it. Images from the Milky Way. Video of the day.
I associate cruises with the all-you-can-eat buffets and midnight gorging, but cruises don't have to be off-limits for travelers who might have dietary restrictions. In most cases, it's up to you to notify the cruise line. Then, once you do that, you can actually find heart healthy or vegetarian options, because most cruise lines make this available on a regular basis. Now, if you've got more specialized needs, you may need to notify the cruise line well in advance. We're talking between 45 and 90 days. Celebrity Cruises, for example, offers both standard and premium kosher meals. They require 60 days notice. Holland America requires at least 90 days notice for special needs like diabetic, gluten-free, or kosher meals. If you have severe food allergies, you just need to fill out a special requirements information form and contact the cruise line's access department. But no matter what your needs are, don't be afraid to speak up to the maitre d' or the manager if you have questions about your meal. After all, in this situation, it's much better to be safe than sorry. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
.org.
So we're utilizing our social networking to follow the question. One person asked, what can the president do about the cost of gasoline in some places in our country? $6 a gallon. The caller from Hawaii said, how much was it there? Six something a gallon?
Yes.
Did we hear that? 640, 660?
Yes, it was over six something
like that.
A gallon. I'll be there next week, so I'll tell you. I'll give you a live report.
Live from the scene. Hey, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, time for us to talk about milk. It's milk time.
Oh, yeah, the milkman.
It's time for the milkman. Yes, that's right. Me, your friend.
Why are we going to talk about milk?
Doug Steffen, because there are a number of stories, Rich, which I'm going to integrate that are connected, if you will, that have to do with milk. M-I-K-L-E.
Oh, do you like almond milk?
Almond milk, I have. Only tastes, but it's like coconut milk. It tastes like coconut milk. If you squeeze,
it's not really milk.
Well, it's a juice.
Juice.
It's like a juice. It is a juice. Not like a juice. It is a juice. And so is coconut juice, coconut milk. It's white, creamy. That is me. I mean, it's like muscle milk. There's no milk in muscle milk. It's
That stuff has lead and stuff in it, doesn't
terrible.
It?
Ugh, it's awful stuff.
Didn't
awful.
We do a report on that last year where it was
did,
really,
Rich.
Really bad
right.
stuff in it?
Right. Today's report, however, focuses on these women. The controversy continues with women wanting to share their breast milk. 800-510-8255. Latest incarnation of this. New York City mother claiming that her child was breastfed by another woman. Apparently, the nurses thought that this woman didn't have enough milk, and so they just gave her to another woman. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Gave the baby to
so
another
she
woman.
Actually latched on. They didn't just pump and
no.
and dump for the
no.
baby.
No. Apparently, this was an expediency.
But,
just 75, 100 years ago, that was normal.
Yeah.
It's still
75 or 100 years ago, there were a lot of things that were normal.
Yeah. I mean, this sort of speaks to what has been going on here. Remember, we were talking last week or week before about the wet nursing, as you've just suggested, and now the FDA wants to somehow or other regulate mothers sharing their breast milk. Hello. Really? That's why.
Is that crazy?
Well, but there are some, the people that put up the stink ridge, say that they're smoking and drinking and mothers that are doing bad things, taking drugs, and they're selling
their milk.
Well,
that's true. I mean, would you want your baby to latch onto somebody who was a drug addict?
No, of course
not. An alcoholic.
Right. So then that begs the question whether milk sharing communities are appropriate or whether they ought to be regulated.
Well, they shouldn't be regulated, but they surely should be by the government. They surely should be regulated by the community.
The online sharing of breast milk is impossible to quantify, says the FDA. They don't know, in other words, how many people are doing it. My guess is if you were to come somehow or other to a conclusion that X number of women were doing this around the country, it would be millions of women, because there are women who have this intense desire to breastfeed, and I've heard since I had my children that the phrase was breast is best.
Yes.
Remember that? Brendan and Megan used to go around the house saying, nurse, before they could say anything else. Nurse, when they were hungry.
That's what they say at the doctor now, too.
Yeah. Nurse.
Funny, I don't remember my kids ever saying
nurse. The American Academy of Pediatrics, Department of Health and Human Services, National Breastfeeding Awareness Campaign, all say this needs attention because of what we were just saying, the number of people who are doing this that are sharing breast milk, and the breast milk they're sharing is contaminated. It's bad. Not good at all. I'll tell you what is good for you, though. Raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And the things we have. Remember last year we talked about the different flavors of the milk that I was trying to sell? Banana and strawberry and these.
Are you still doing that this year?
No, because people come to me and they want raw milk, period.
Yeah.
And also you don't want to add flavors to something that's so good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no, but there is, generally speaking, in the population,
people can put their own with chocolate.
Great desire for chocolate milk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so here comes the latest controversy about that. The public school cafeterias that have for decades been satisfying children with nutritious milk that was flavored, because they didn't want to have just plain milk. They wanted chocolate milk. Now, reformation. Now, regulation. Now, banning it outright. There is a complex public health calculation, and one of the focuses now is on what we've been talking about a long time, sugary things that you give to children in the morning before they start their day, and how it drives them, they're bouncing off the walls. Apparently, there is in chocolate milk a lot more sugar than there is in plain milk.
Of course. How do you think you get the chocolate flavor?
Yeah,
We had this happen at my son's school, where last year they took chocolate
Fairfax
milk away.
Fairfax County,
Fairfax County, right.
Yeah.
So I get this email, April 7th, from our son's principal, and they send emails. I mean, almost every day I see something from the school letting us know about something.
Right.
Dear parents and guardians, our students are very excited to hear that effective May 2nd, chocolate milk will be available again in the cafeteria. Fairfax County Schools stopped selling chocolate milk at the beginning of the school year as part of its efforts to try and improve nutritious choices in the cafeterias. The chocolate milk they had been getting from their supplier, Shenandoah's Pride, contained high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Penny McConnell, registered dietitian for FCPS, Fairfax County Public Schools, director of food and nutrition services, said in a release Friday that Shenandoah Dairy has developed a new low-fat chocolate milk that meets the district's request to eliminate high fructose corn syrup without adding extra sugar. Mm. The new chocolate milk has been taste-tested by FCPS students and was given a thumbs up. Middle and high schools will also sell the new and improved chocolate milk.
All right.
So they found the worker. The provider went back and said, we can't lose this account. Let's retool the milk.
Fix it.
They fixed it.
Yeah. Which is true of most
any of these problems, if you put your mind to it in a serious way, it doesn't get all played up and blown out of proportion in the news media.
Yeah.
This is something. Okay, so
I was pleased when I saw this.
Right, exactly. All right, so here's the latest wrinkle. Back to breast milk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Fox News has been carrying a story about this new cult of bombing or bomber, potential bombers anyway. And one of the things that they are warning in the story about is that women need to be, this is, by the way, this has to come from the TSA, because the TSA wants to examine your breasts. Women, for whatever
get
the
in
reason,
line, buddy.
Yeah,
they want to,
on?
The terrorists, according to the TSA, could use explosives in breast implants, or they could milk this, there could be something in breast milk that when put into the proper chemical composition would be potentially lethal. And if in fact, here's, listen to how crazy, I mean, this
so
is so crazy.
Listen,
no, well, let me gotta finish the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. So we all know that some mothers, as they are giving, as they either work and they have their babies, they pump their breasts and they put the milk in a bottle so that it can be fed to the child later on during the day.
We still take a bottle for Juliana when we go fly.
Right.
When we
fly. So now what they're saying at the TSA is, Richie, that they want to ban breast milk from being allowed on the plane because it's possible that you, if you bring it through the channels, they want all, you know, they want all liquids thrown out. So you throw that out and you pump it fresh on the plane or someplace in the waiting area, or they don't want you to bring it on the plane because...
You have to be kidding.
I am not kidding. What? You, the TSA? You think I'm kidding about the TSA and what they're capable of and these nutbird lunatics? They just... This is crazed stuff.
So I'm looking at the TSA.
Women suicide bombers from Al-Qaeda know how to mix their milk and technically use it to put... what is that stuff? The lethal... It's Petn, P-E-T-N?
Yeah.
Inserted inside... The bottle. Okay. Anyway, what'd you find, Richie?
No, I'm just looking at the TSA website, and they're ruling on breast milk.
Says and it says?
Well, as of today, it says you can carry more than 3 ounces because it's regarded the same as medicine.
Right. But that doesn't mean that what I'm saying is in the future, they have made the connection between Al-Qaeda and possibly being able to use this, and so it's under review.
Our security officers may test liquid exempt items of more than 3 ounces for explosives.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. Explosive, explodable breast milk.
Wow.
When traveling with your explosive infant or toddler.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Great,
I'm
going to
say that.
So, and by the way, just to, you know how I weave all of this stuff together, and I love the TSA. The next step for body scanners, the TSA has gone to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to see if they can find a way to put the same body scanners in all train stations, at all metro stations, and at piers, points of disembarkation. For example, when you take the ferry from Woods Hole to Nantucket.
And grocery stores. Don't forget that.
Yeah, right. We'll do a grocery. And then pretty soon you have to you go through a scanner in order to buy gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what these people want to do. That's what they're ready to do. That's what they are suggesting. Look at some of the blogs on this stuff. I even actually saw this in the Hill when I was in Washington last week. Richie, this one guy says there's a response. How about full body scans at toll booths? Grocery stores, post offices, and every place else these idiots.
Sure.
Here's them looking at some of the blogs from this. These people, they'll take over your lives. Dawning of a new day. Wake up, boys and girls.
Well.
15 before the hour. Dr. Ken, I want to talk to him about the... this breast milk thing, and what we found out when we asked the question about coffee addiction on Facebook a few days ago as well. This is the Good Day program, 15 before the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, interesting news on fats, omega-3 oils, and that sort of thing. You've heard us talk a lot about the value of having lots of oil. What's the difference between omega-3 and omega-6? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We'll talk about that with him in a minute. Let's get to the root of those people who are dieting. I was listening, Ken, to Jennifer and Rich talk between the two of them earlier on this morning, ordering more product from Medifast. Jennifer's done extraordinarily well. Richie has done very well. And your family is on this now. I'm eating more of the snacks and getting into this. I have lost, actually, I don't tout this a lot because my body weight fluctuates 4 to 8 pounds depending on what I'm doing. And yesterday, with the help of being in a greenhouse, temperature was 94 degrees in it, and I had a sweatshirt on and loaded 700 bales of hay with three of my guys. Ooh. I sweat off about 4 pounds yesterday. You don't have to go through that torture, folks. All you need is Medifast. Ken and his family, that's enough proof for me. If he's putting his family on it, you know he thinks it's good.
The pantry is full, Doug. Julie and Amanda are on it. I enjoy the bars. We're all losing weight. We're all getting ready for our big high school reunion.
There we go. That's this weekend.
The good thing to note here, though, Doug,
yes, Rich,
is that Dr. Ken finds this suitable for his teen daughter to do.
Yep, for his daughter.
They have a teen program, and she's doing okay with it.
Good. That's neat. Very good. Good, good, good.
All right. So let's see here. We have several ways of getting on to this program. MedifastKen.com is easy. A lot of people like to call and talk to somebody. That's swell. 800-506-4115. That's 800-506-4115, and you'll save $50. Medifast is the way to go. Important instructions. They'll bring you through all that stuff. It's a good deal all the way around. Okay, so, Ken, before we get to the omega oils, this business of sharing breast milk and whether it could be a problem because the government is worried about unscreened donor milk could allow transmission of HIV, chemical contaminants, illegal drugs, prescription drugs. You know, for a change, I can see where they have a point here. I don't know if the government is the right way, the right vehicle to go down the path of regulation, but I mean, that is something to be concerned about, isn't it?
Anytime you want to use somebody else's fluid secretions, you need to be making sure that they're free of whatever you might not want to have taken into your body.
Yeah, that's a good long sentence, but gets to the point of being careful. If you are, know who it is. I guess that would be sufficient, right? Know who it is that you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just walk this slowly.
Yeah. All right. So, next on the hit parade here is the controversy about omega-3s, omega-6s, conventional wisdom, another study indicating omega-3. Now, I've been taking a lot of omega-3. Would that be the reason my prostate PSA count has gone up?
This is the yin-yang of medicine. Why I always tell you, little's okay, too much may not be good, and don't assume that your intuition is correct. American Journal of Epidemiology, Doug, high levels of heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids in the blood are associated with an increased risk for developing aggressive prostate cancer. And listen to this, while elevated levels of unhealthy trans fatty acids may lower the risk, omega-6s had nothing to do with anything here.
So what in the hell are you supposed to do?
Well, everything in moderation.
What does
that mean? I take 1,200 milligrams a day of the fish oils. That's what I take. Some of my patients come in taking 5 grams of it, and it's crazy.
Well, it isn't crazy in terms of what I talked about on the air last week in terms of feeding your brain. Well, the omega-3s are the best thing for feeding your brain.
But you have to realize it's the yin-yang, and the risk and benefit may change, and you can't just prescribe one size fits all. You have to consider each as an individual.
All right. Another perplexing reality of science and what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Aye. All right, so there's the word. Be careful when it comes to having all this fat. But fats, above the oils are good for you. My heavens.
Maybe. And Tai Chi benefits hearts, patients, in the archives of internal medicine. Heart failure patients.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen from the movie Philadelphia. Song was certified gold today in 1994. The movie came into prominence.
Did a good job.
Pretty cool stuff, yes.
Not a big fan of the song, but he did it. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Ain't no angel gonna greet me.
I don't know.
That guy's powerful. He can just write powerful music.
Roberta says a lot of it comes from other influences as well. At any rate, we are here to focus on movies, and movie music gets us into that focus with Chuck Curry, who's our expert when it comes to movies, DVDs, all things. We were talking earlier YouTube
and the movie doing contract.
Movies and stuff. What do you think is going to be the impact of that, Chucker?
Well, what's the scenario? Explain it for me.
YouTube has signed a contract with some of the big movie companies to release their movies on YouTube.
What's the window, though?
Right away.
As a pay service.
I can't be right away.
Yeah, no. They said there's
30. I know DirecTV signed a contract to do a 60-day window. But the fee on DirecTV.
No, when you say right away, when you say what's this? I don't know how much time it is going to be. If that's the question, I just said they wanted to start doing it right away. Whether the movies are going to be available, the 60-day window is very controversial, isn't it?
It's very much the theater owners actually will, in their way of resisting it, they legally can't do anything about it, but the way of resisting it is they threaten the movie companies, if they go ahead and do it, is they'll stop showing trailers and hang up standees of movies to promote their future releases. They'll try to, you know, hit them back in the pocket. Personally, I think, well, this is the way DirecTV is going to do a deal. 60-day window after they're in theaters, it'll cost the home viewer $30 to watch the film. And I think they'll be able to show it for two or three days. I don't think it's going to affect the industry at all, personally. If people want to see the movie in the theater, they're going to go to the theater. They're not going to say, I'm going to wait 60 or 90 days to see it at home. And $30 is actually a lot of money, even if you divide it into a family. Still, somebody's going to write out a check for $30. I don't think there'll be a big interest. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, everybody's trying to save all the pennies they can in various ways. Keeps your memory and drive to the theater. But there's something about the theater experience that's still kind of cool, unless you have a 14-foot, LTV screen or whatever it is, LG screen in your house. That's otherwise.
Yeah, but going out, getting the big surround sound.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can, in 60 seconds, get to our contest. This is the number one movie during this week in 1975. Ought to be pretty easy. You have a minute, as I said. Call us at 800-510-8255 when you can identify this movie.
Death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
800-510-DOG. All right. You got to put yourself into a particular place here.
What makes you think she's a witch? Oh, she turned me into a newt. A newt.
I got better.
Got it.
Roberta would get this if she were here.
Yeah, got it.
All right, here's the last clip. Go ahead.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary. Tis but a scratch. A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
800-510-8255. All right. First caller with the right answer, having won before, gets the prize. Chucker, what's in movie news?
Here's a big story, Doug. Filming on Marvel Entertainment's The Avengers begins today in what might be one of the most ambitious superhero movies ever produced. Why? Well, the movie will feature a bunch of Marvel characters, including Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, and Hawkeye. Robert Downey Jr. will star as Iron Man, and Mark Ruffalo will play Bruce Banner and the Hulk in the film. It's going to be directed by Josh Wedlin, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer series. He's a talented guy. Didn't do a lot of feature films, but I got to say one thing. He will have a lot of pressure on him to pull off this project. Other news, Russell Crowe reportedly close to signing on to star and direct a cop film that takes place in the 1970s, titled 77. If he does it, this will be the first time Russell Crowe has directed a movie.
Okay. All right, Matt, what's the name of the movie?
Sir Monty Python.